I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. Ride-sharing services have officially started operating in Birmingham. Tom McGuire, general manager of Uber in Alabama, told AL.com that users were able to hail rides from their smartphones beginning yesterday afternoon. Ride-sharing services like Uber and Lyft allow people to use smartphone apps to book and pay for rides. Birmingham officials have been discussing whether to allow the companies to set up shop for more than a year. Earlier this month, city council members passed an ordinance allowing those companies to operate in Birmingham. Officials say they plan to reevaluate the ordinance in 6 months. City officials granted Uber its local business license this week. City Council President Jonathan Austin says Uber drivers are also required to apply for their own $30 annual individual business licenses. The city of Birmingham isn't the best place to celebrate New Year's Eve, but it's not the worst. That's the result of a survey of holiday destinations by the internet site Wallet Hub. Researchers looked at the top 100 cities in the U.S. and ranked them on criteria like restaurants, hotel costs, and public safety. Wallet Hub analyst Jill Gonzalez says Birmingham ranked 57th out of the 100, and getting around town was a big factor.
We looked at things like traffic congestion, which it didn't do too badly on, but walkability and accessibility. So are you going to absolutely have to get a cab or an Uber? In Birmingham, you probably will. Not too many things are bunched together.
Birmingham fell behind New Year's destinations like Orlando, San Francisco, and Atlanta, but the Magic City did come out ahead of cities like San Antonio and Memphis. And whether it's the Moon Pie drop in Mobile, the meteor drop in Wetumpka, or watching the college football playoff at sports bars, many people are expected to be on the highway for New Year's Eve. Travel is expected to be congested on Alabama's roadways for the last day of 2015. Clay Ingram is the spokesperson for AAA of Alabama. He says drivers need to avoid distractions with so many people on the roads.
It means a lot of cars out on the road. It's going to mean a lot of congestion, a lot of accidents, unfortunately. So it's really going to be important that people that are behind the wheel keep their focus on the road at all times.
Alabama law enforcement will be increasing patrols as they look out for suspected drunk drivers on the road during New Year's Eve. And forecasters say parts of Alabama will remain at risk of flooding as more rain moves across the state. The National Weather Service says most of southwest Alabama, including the Mobile Metro, is at an elevated threat of flooding along rivers and creeks. Forecasters say isolated flash flooding is also possible. Another 2 to 3 inches of rain are extremely likely through late tonight in southwest Alabama. Higher amounts are possible in some spots. Also in the Montgomery area, nearly 2 more inches of rain could fall. Now your forecast.
Showers today. Temperatures topping out in the upper 50s. Expect lows back in the upper 40s tonight. Showers continue possible, especially for the southern part of the state. South Alabama showers on Thursday and Friday. North Alabama mostly dry. Temperatures remain cold. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.